Hello, this is a show from Radio. Are you up for it?
Zudan Radio. New Geographies of Sound. Listening South. A project by Radio Papesse.
Okay. It all began almost 4 years ago, here in Berlin, with a series of very naive questions. What does the South sound like? It is just a matter of latitude, or is it a phenomenon? Is it a cliché, a method, a state of mind? Looking for answers, we did launch a first call for soundworks, and thousands of artists did answer our call.
But for us, it was like opening a Pandora box. Since then, since 4 years ago, we immersed ourselves into sound productions and radio works coming from the most different latitudes, trying to grasp diverse perspectives and moving from sound studies to post-colonial studies. We continued questioning the idea of South and how can we approach it without reducing it to the simple geographical term that we might use to define ourselves.
How do we listen South? South as a multipolar and complex phenomenon.
We could quote Roberto Dainotto, who's a professor of Italian and literature at Duke University in the US, who says, and I quote here, modern European identity begins when the non-Europe is internalized, when the South, indeed, becomes the indispensable internal other, still Europe, but also the negative part of it.
But we could also think about the multiplicity of the borders, as explained by Sandro Mezzada, who's another professor, great professor of political science at the University of Bologna. And we could ask ourselves how difficult it is to confine South into geographical borders, and how the production of a social and cultural South do work.
And here comes in Zudan Radio. While listening south, starting from our nearest one, so the Mediterranean basin and the African continent, with Zudan Radio, we wanted to problematize the discourse and acknowledge those sound productions and listening practices that do echo back to the new geopolitical and cultural panorama, and to question the way we do listen to reality. What is our position as listener? How can sound help us in a process of intercultural translation? How can we unlearn through sound?
And so with all these questions in mind, we did launch the second edition of the Zudan Radio Call for Soundworks, with which we invited artists and radio producers to reflect upon three main themes: the Mediterranean discourse, the use of personal cartographies as a tool of reappropriation of places and memories, and the use and circulation of audio archival material in sound art and experimental audio production. And we did receive literally dozens of soundworks from the most diverse producers who tackled our questions in the most different ways. And together with Lucrezia Cipitelli and Chloe Dexpass, we did select 17 of them, which, at least according to us, better responded to the questions we raised.
And the collection of sounds and radio production we received is really as multifaceted as South itself. It is not possible to reduce it to a single corpus or to a latitude. So this carte blanche is a journey through some of these sounds. So
first up is an extract from 14 Jack, a piece by Armenian-Lithuanian composer Andris Aryutyunyan. It's a piece made using audio materials which were produced and released by Armenians living abroad. Armenia, as you might know, has one of the largest diaspora in the world, spread across various continents, and Andris Aryutyunyan worked with a selection of tracks from the 70s and 80s made by Armenian producers, diaspora producers. We really love this piece. We love the rhythm, and we love the way it uses the archival found materials in a completely engaging way, while giving us also a bit of sense of nostalgia for all the latitudes.
Thank you.
This is Radio Papese on South Africa, at Savvy Funks. And from the Armenian diaspora, we travel in sound into the old city of Marrakesh with Carnival in Kasbah. A sound journey with musical improvisation, poetry, hectic theatre movements by Abdellah Hemasak. This piece has been produced by Hemasak in Marrakesh in 2014. We are listening to just a fragment of it called Sounds of Reverse Universe, a few minutes of an articulated trip into the streets and the squares of the old Red Medina. It is a mix of field recording, some poetry, Gnawa music, and contemporary performances. In this piece, we did really appreciate the balance between field recording, composition, and the use of archival sounds. So this is Carnival in Kasbah by Abdellah Hemasak on Zuden Radio.
And our journey continues, and from the streets of Marrakesh, we move to the south of Italy, and more precisely to an abandoned quarry in Murgia, a plateau area in Apulia, the heel of the Italian boot. And we go there with Vacuum. Vacuum is from Latin, it means emptiness. And this piece is a soundscape composition by artist collective Polisonum. It's a very suggestive piece in which the quarry becomes a generator of information. You might already hear some sounds. And some sort of reactive architectures that mutates through sound. Here, we don't simply sense the soundscape. We inhabit it, reshape it, and we take part in it.
Zuden Radio, New Geographies of Sound, Listening South, a project by Radio Papese. RadioPapese.org.
And we are back on Savvy Funk as guests of South Africa's. And next up is once again a soundscape composition work. This time, the space and place we are taken to is set in the Middle East, and the piece has a strong political and social intent. It is Green Line by Pablo Sanz, and it was recorded at sunset on January 9th, 2012 in East Jerusalem, in a spot facing the Arab village of Silwan, just behind the wall between Palestine and Israel, in the outskirts of the old city. Sanz travel through borders and fences. It unifies divided spaces. It crosses the green line, the armistice demarcation line established in 1949. And to us, Pablo Sanz's work is a really multi-layered piece. And here the act of listening becomes a delicate and critical tool for geopolitical analysis. So here is an excerpt of it.
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the beep.
A new piece that keeps us in between Palestine and Israel. But it does tackle the issue of borders, communications and geopolitical divisions in a completely different way. It is Remote Orchestra, a radio piece by artist Valentina Bonizzi. As in Pablo Sanz's Green Line, here sound travels through borders. It speaks of music as a universal language. It's about the joy of playing together. And it is a fairly simple piece. The idea is to enable collaboration through technology. In this case, having musicians playing via Skype from their own studios in Bethlehem and Jerusalem. Remote Orchestra challenges both the relationships we have with technology and the politics of mobility. So here it is, the first part of Remote Orchestra, with all its glitches.
We are at my studio.
In Bethlehem?
Yes.
Okay. Are we going to connect with Saeed as well?
Connect with Saeed, you mean?
Uh-huh.
He told me yes. At this time, they will be at Sabrine's studio in Jerusalem. So I'll try to connect him and do the connection through Skype also.
Hopefully it's small enough.
Yeah, you will fit in the
frame.
Say something.
Your message and
do
We played together the Italian resistance song Bella Ciao in yes. Skype between Bethlehem and Jerusalem, which are divided by a wall. Hello?
Yeah, it's right. Yes, we can hear you. Some places they didn't build the wall. They kept it as a road with electricity,
defenses,
and to keep the space to take more land in the future. I'm a musician and music arranger, and I'm working in an association, artistic association called Sabrine, and many times it's needed to go to Sabrine's studio in Jerusalem to do recordings, to play, to meet musicians. And many times even we need to do some workshops for children. We go to schools, but the problem is we don't have permissions. Even sometimes if we have permission, it is limited time. And sometimes if we have a permission, they close the checkpoint and we are forbidden to go to Jerusalem.
What is a permission?
A permission is a paper and a clearance for Palestinian people when they want to go and enter the Israeli areas.
It's for Palestinian citizens to enter the borders, to enter the Israeli borders. Because now Jerusalem is
under Israeli control.
Yeah.
So they are inside the wall. And we are outside the wall.
Actually, they are outside the wall and we are inside the wall.
This is the...
So we are imprisoned inside the wall and Jerusalem is outside the wall. So the people who is inside, who need the permission to go outside. That's it.
So we are inside.
And that is the beginning of Remote Orchestra by Valentina Bonizzi. We are on Savvy Funk from Berlin. This is Radio Papese as a guest of South Africa's. And we are going through some audio fragments from our project Zuden Radio. To listen to the pieces in their entirety and to know more about Zuden Radio and the many, many artists involved, you can go to radiopapese.org. Please do it because they are really, really nice pieces and you can find all the references to the artists. But going back to our sound journey, what you hear that is entering under us is another soundscape. A soundscape that is taking us on a trip, and more exactly to the periphery of Istanbul, and is a piece called Peripheral Cantata, produced by Polish radio producer Bartosz Panek. The reason we liked this piece is because of the way Panek turns his ears to odd sounds. The audio fragments become snapshots of the places he visits. The soundscapes are not postcards, but personal tool for exploration of a place. So this is Peripheral Cantata by Bartosz Panek.
Şimdi karşıya geçebilirsiniz. Şimdi karşıya geçebilirsiniz. Şimdi karşıya geçebilirsiniz. Şimdi 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lütfen bekleyin. Lütfen bekleyiniz. Lütfen bekleyiniz. Lütfen bekleyiniz. Lütfen bekleyiniz. Lütfen bekleyin. Şimdi karşıya geçebilirsiniz. Şimdi karşıya geçebilirsiniz.
Up until now, we've been listening to a lot of soundscaping and soundscape composition. But the next work, instead, is an extract from a spoken piece upon language, identity, and memory. And we are really happy to introduce it here because of Sudan Radio. It has also been published on Radio Atlas, which is an amazing English language-based subtitling platform for multilingual audio works. The work we are going to listen now is Qualia by Charo Calvo. It's a piece about language and cultural displacement, about the preciseness that our mother tongue can give us in expressing intense sensorial experiences, and about the same impossibility of translating those words into other languages. It is a work in separate chapters, five women, five artists, all living in Brussels, but coming from the south of the Mediterranean, each of them telling a story, and we are going to listen one of these stories told in Spanish and translated into French. So the question is, how exact is the cultural translation?
Sí, sí, claro que les oía. Me estaban buscando. Pero yo no me iba a mover de allí.
Oui, elle dit. Oui, oui, bien sûr que je les entendais. Ils me cherchaient. Mais je n'allais pas bouger de là.
Seguid llamándome, niñas. Tú también, mi querida Pepa. No me voy a mover de aquí.
Continuez à crier mon nom, petite fille. Toi aussi, ma chère Pepa. Moi, je ne vais pas bouger d'ici.
Sentada al borde del acantilado.
Toute seule, assise au bord de la falaise.
Enfrente de ese horizonte curvo que nunca antes había visto.
Out. Fading Out is an excerpt from Qualia by Charo Calvo. Now you can listen to it in many languages on radioatlas.org. And with Sudan Radio, we have drifted away from our space. We have been trapped into sound bubbles, lost in other cities, places, other sites. We traveled across the Mediterranean Sea and shared personal memories. We cursed at Skype, and we also thanked it exists. We listened to abandoned places. And all these sounds are part of Sudan Radio on Radio Papese.
But before we go, here is one last piece. It's a piece by Alisa Moxley. The title is Epiphany. And it is an extract from a 45-minute concert of boat horns in the Athens port of Piraeus, played every year on the day of Epiphany, the January the 6th, and is a concert celebrating the end of the season of dangerous sea. It's a soundscape, very loud, very joyful. It's a personal cartography. It brings the listener, it brings us to the heart of the Mediterranean. And to us, it speaks a lot of life and death, of hope and danger. And it is a reflection on the human, historical and social relationships, and also on the archaic rituals built up around the sea, around the Mediterranean. And it's an open window also on a fragment of the Mediterranean sonic heritage. So enjoy the listening.
Thank you.
What you're listening to is Epiphany by Alyssa Moxley, and it is a selection of Carte Blanche curated by Radio Papesse. I am Carol Haupt.
And I'm Ilaria Gardens.
And we are really, really, really pleased to have been guests of South Africa's Today, Tonight, and to let you listen to some of the sounds, some excerpts of the sounds we collected with the Zuden Radio project. We have been annoying people with the website, but it's because it's important to us to give credit to all the amazing artists that share their sounds with us. But also,
thank you, Anna. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the night and viva la radio.
Yes.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.